KISS-FM salutes the great DJs who were part of the heyday of rock and roll here in New York City. Paul Sherman, Peter Tripp, and Mad Daddy. Paul Sherman, known as the Crown Prince of Rock and Roll, Paul sat in for Alan Freed when Alan was doing his live stage shows or if Alan was feeling sick. Let's go back to February 3rd, 1959, for an historical broadcast on radio station WINS.
All three had recorded hit songs in recent years, and Ritchie Valens was being hailed as the next Elvis Presley. The plane was on a charter flight to Fargo, North Dakota, where the three singers were to join the rest of a rock and roll troupe for a show tonight. No reason was found for the crash. Buddy Holly was born in Lubbock, Texas, where his family still lives. He got his start as a guitarist and a singer in high school and on a local radio station. He signed a recording contract with Coral Records in 1955, and he produced such teenage hits as That'll Be the Day, Peggy Sue, Early in the Morning, and others too. Buddy was married last August 15th to Maria Elena Santiago, a receptionist at Southern Music Publishing Company here in New York City. As I say, this news saddened all of us so tremendously. There's one point that must be made, though. The death is not really a death because all three left behind them so much which the rest of us can enjoy for so long a time. The great music they turned out. And so for the final 25 minutes of our big show this night, we'd like to play the music of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper in memoriam.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Time for the king of rock and roll, Alan Freed, from Bayside High School Auditorium.
My sincere thanks to you, Tommy O'Brien, only it's not the king at the moment, it's the crown prince of rock and roll, and this is Paul Sherman greeting you all on behalf of Alan, and we are sure here at a tremendously beautiful gymnasium in Bayside High School, a wonderful high school in the borough of Queens with a population of 4,000 bright, enthusiastic, and tremendous youngsters. And tonight, here at Bayside High, these kids are having a tremendous shindig, a big, beautiful dance for the benefit of the general organization, a very worthy organization, and maybe we'll tell you a little bit about that as we go along. Right now, it's hello to all of you in person and hello to all of you on the air. And it's a full 3 hours for the rock and roll party with lots of your favorites. And as we go on, we'll be saying hello to so many of you. But now, let's roll. Let's send along the music. Let's rock and roll with Thurston Harris and Little Bitty Pretty One. All right, we've got it now. Here we are. Say, we've been asked to pass along best of good wishes to Bayside's basketball team. They're playing at Jamaica tonight, and to their manager, Al. Fellas, give it to them good. And the best, to the best fraternity at Bayside. I suppose you'll hear lots of arguments. Mu Sigma, there are lots of others, and each will argue with the other one. And the best music this side of anywhere is music coming up right now for you on the rock and roll party. Here are the Casuals with Candy Store Blues. Quickly, we'll say hello to John and Joan, going steady a month, to Peppy and Maria, Bobby S., to Barbara G., and on we go with Adele Tears and the Lullaby of the Bells.
Crown Prince of Rock and Roll. After the switchover from music to a news format at WINS, Paul remained with Wins as a newscaster. Remember a guy by the name of Mad Daddy? His real name was Pete Myers. In the 50s, he became Mad Daddy at a radio station in Cleveland. In 1959, he came to WNEW-AM as Pete Myers. And then to WINS is 1963 to revive Mad Daddy.
Plan on sticking around a while. We'll be here till 11:30. 6 minutes in front of 11 right now from our secret laboratory. You know the Mad Daddy story. This is Sponge Rubber Heaven. Rocking and reeling, having the ball, swinging and singing, straight jacket and all. Friends, the third annual Greater New Jersey Autorama. So go, go, go to the New Jersey Autorama. Whipping and a dipping and a thumping and a jumping and a wavy gravy, bumping and a zipping and a zooming. Roy Orbison here. This is Pretty Woman, Woman, Woman. Say hello on the Friday show. Hello to Skip and hello to Joe. Hello to Leaf and Chris and Dennison. Carol Harris and Marsha Bradwell and Rhonda and Rollo and Penny and Gus. And Baker and Snake are also called up. But thank you all. Thank you all. Daddy appreciates that telephone call. Here we go on the Friday get-together. In just 2 minutes, we go to check the weather.
See the shocker story on a United Artists release.
You betcha, I tell you, Invitation to a Gunfighter, that groovy movie's gonna get you. See Invitation to a Gunfighter, a United Artists premiere showcase presentation. Now playing at a theater near you, you check in newspaper for the listing. It all begins from the Tower of Power at almost the 11 o'clock hour. Yeah, this is 10 Dead Winds, WINS New York. And that was the Marquise in Last Night. Remember?
You don't have to be a weather expert to enjoy weather like this.
You don't have to know
high
pressure from low.
You really can't miss. It's really plain.
Hey, the weather scene, 48 degrees, Scooby-Dee, sunny and pleasant tomorrow with high temperatures in the upper 60s, clear Saturday night with a low in the mid-40s, Sunday fair and mild.
Live from Sponge Rubber Hall, the Mad Daddy Show. From the little radio station around the corner and up your block, the Mad Daddy Show.
All right, Mad Daddy here, the Monday scene. Another week is moving on. You heard it up and cover and one that a hummer. That's the Wind's premier sound. It ain't a square record because we only play round. Take your daddy's advice now and turn the lights down low. Up coming something nice on the Monday show. Here is the sound you can use. A kissy face song to chase your Monday blues.
For news, first, fast, and factual from the WINS News Center.
Round and round the groovy turn, there's solid gold. That was Laverne. Laverne Baker and Jim Dandy. Ain't that dandy? It ain't a keen. Brings the dime on the tower on the Friday scene at just about 11:16. Connections and rhythm and blues. Right now, we're going to check the headlines on the news.
One of the many characters that graced New York City AM radio in the heyday of rock and roll. We remember Mad Daddy on CBS FM 101.1.
Salmonella, I'm not a happy fella. Fish are polluted, lobsters unsuited.
what they say you have to eat. You simply have to eat smarter. For example, if you're going to eat cold cuts, insist on a brand with less cholesterol, less fat, less calories, and less preservatives. In short, insist on Boar's Head. Boar's Head. Because at a time when everything's not so good, some things are not so bad.
Cholesterol and salt make me flinch. You know you'll die if you just take a pinch. An apple a day beats a hospital stay. It's a communist plot. That's a cinch. Oh!
This is your roving reporter on assignment in Paris, where we're seeking the chicest of the chic.
I am a chic.
Not your kind of chic. Her kind of chic. Oh, excuse me.
Moi?
Yes. Would you mind telling us where you got those fabulous shoes?
Charles Jourdain, of course.
Oh, on the Rue de la Paix.
Not exactly.
Oh, and your suit, it's so Chanel.
Entre nous, I got it on the other side of the Chanel.
Oh, London.
No. The mall at Short Hills.
But isn't that in New Jersey?
Mais oui.
Why did you go there? I mean, you live in Paris.
Oh, simple. They have the best shops from everywhere. London, Paris, Italy, and of course, America. Oh, by the way, do you like my handbag?
Mm.
It's from Fendi.
Oh, a little side trip to Rome, huh?
Chérie, I am French. I never leave Paris, except to go to the mall at Short Hills.
Enjoy your favorite music at our June concert series every Monday evening in June at 7:30, Center Court. The Mall at Short Hills, Route 24 and JFK Parkway in Short Hills, New Jersey.
What's the best gift for Dad on Father's Day? A, a red sports car. B, a dream golf vacation. Or C, a Fudgy the Whale ice cream cake by Carvel. The correct answer is C. Fudgy the Whale is the best gift you can give Dad on Father's Day.
Fudgy the Whale is back in your Carvel ice cream store. Yeah, you're participating in Carvel ice cream stores. Whale of a cake for a whale of a dad. Of course, Fudgy the Whale. He's made with caramel, vanilla, and chocolate ice cream, loaded with crunchies, covered with fudge and nuts. Yes, just a great gift for a whale of a dad for Father's Day. Please go to your Carvel store. You see, Carvel stores are owned by individual families. Thank you and have a nice day, Dad.
And don't forget to pick up one of our latest coupon flyers at your participating Carvel store. Inside, you'll find savings on Fudgy the Whale, Thinny Thin Dietary Frozen Dessert, and other fresh, premium quality Carvel products.
101 CBS FM, where the action is.
B. Mitchell Reed, the fastest talker on the radio in 1963. He was energy. He was excitement.
Scooters, it's your leader, BMR and WMCA, jumping in with my hat in my hand with the nuttiest show in the entire New York turf. Reed reacted to the smashbacks or on the good guy survey or headed that way. This hour, the name of the winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest. First portion being presented from the lobby of the Nile Hilton Hotel. A name claim style will go to Connecticut. Second call, Diddy Blah, Plaza 25,000, like that there, Shamir. Call right now.
B. Mitchell Reed, a native New Yorker who was a big part of the West Coast radio scene. And then he came back to his hometown and WMCA radio in 1963 to take over the 7 to 11 p.m. shift as one of the good guys. Former good guy himself, Jack Spector, remembers his friend B. Mitchell Reed.
I met Mitch before he was B. Mitchell Reed. His real name was the B. He used to kid about it on the air. Joe O'Brien used to say that the B stood for Bupkis, and Mitch said the B stood for beautiful. Actually, it was Burton. His name was Burton Mitchell Goldberg. And I knew at Boys High, he was a couple of years ahead of me at Boys High. He was a senior, I was a lowly sophomore. And we just knew each other casually. I was in the Pan American Club, and he was in the Pan American Club also. And we saw each other briefly from time to time. And the next thing I heard of him, he was on radio. And I'd heard about him, watched his career as I began mine. I think he began in Liberty, New York at WVOS. And I started out in West Virginia. Anyway, Mitch kind of followed his career a little bit. He was here in New York. He did a jazz show for a while from Birdland. And then he went out to the West Coast, and Chuck Bloor, who was out at KFWB, decided he was going to make it. They were changing the station around. He was going to make Mitch a rock jock. And Mitch said, no way, man. I'm a jazz man. Yeah, Scooter, hey, baby, I'm a jazz man. That was his, he liked to use that word, Scooter, a lot. And anyway, when we became the good guys, the station was going pretty well in its initial early stages, but we weren't doing too well at night. Now, I don't want to mention who was on at night then, but he's now a television anchorman out on the West Coast, I think the Pacific Northwest. We needed somebody at night who had a reputation, who was good, and who we thought young people would flock to. And then Ruth Meyer, who was our program director, heard about this guy on the West Coast, B. Mitchell Reed, who was called the fastest mouth in the West. And we decided that she was going to bring him in, and that was going to be the completing of the good guy schedule, and we were going to have a strong guy on at night to go up against Scott Muni and Cousin Brucey over at the other station, and Murray Kaufman over at Wins. And he came in, and she scheduled a meeting for us on a Sunday afternoon, which we were going to do some good guy songs. We used to do those corny good guy songs, during which we used public domain music so we wouldn't have to pay royalties. And we're sitting at this meeting. All the guys are there. It was me and Joe and Harry. And we're all hanging out. And then in he comes, big as life, the original hippie with the beard and the shades. And this is back in 1963. And Harry broke everybody up, Harry Harrison. He looked at Mitch and he said, as Ruth brought him around, introduced him, and we recognized each other. I said, "Hey, Mitch, how you doing?" I went, "Hey, Jack, wow, good old boys, hi." And Harry said, "Is this the guy that's going to save us?" It's the first thing he ever said to B. Mitchell Reed. And that broke the tension, and, the guys just all fell down laughing. We did our stuff. He's just a fun guy, and I loved him desperately, really.
In New York, 61 degrees here. Mama Don't Lie, Jan Bradley with the BMR and the Wide Wide Weird World of WMCA. And don't forget, next Sunday, Diamond 9 in Central Park, the good guys will be playing the Playboy Club Bunnies in softball, and Jake Spector will try the Scrambler. Or is it
Rambler? After just 2 years in New York, B. Mitchell Reed decided to leave WMCA for KFWB in Los Angeles, and his New York friends threw him a roast. You're about to hear something that probably has never been heard before on the radio. This was Harry Harrison's participation in the B. Mitchell Reed roast.
For those of you who went around the Big Apple in the 60s, let's go back.
Hey, Scooters, it's your leader, BMR, and WMCA, jumping in with my hat in my hand with the nuttiest show in the entire New York turf. Reed reacted to the Smashbacks, or on the Good Guys Survey, or headed that way. This hour, the name of the winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest, first portion being presented from the lobby of the Nile Hilton Hotel. A name claim style will go to Connecticut. Second call, Diddy Blah, Plaza 25,000, and like that there, Schmear. Call right now.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him.
Yeah! BMR bell ringer. Love it. That's going to be on the Good Guy Survey any minute right now. And surveying the baseball scene, I got White Sox postponed in Boston because of rain. In the American League at the end of the third, it's the Orioles 4, the Washington Senators nothing, and nothing of the Mets, and the Dodgers are everything. I want them back. And upcoming will be the overall winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest, as chosen by our program director, Ms. Ruth Meyer, and our head musical director, Joe Bogart, and assistant Frank Costa. And all that upcoming momentarily.
Back up all your cares and all.
Go, guys.
We'll say hi when you feel low. We're the Good Guys.
O'Brien and Harrison start your day.
Then come Spector.
Oh, I bet.
We're the Good Guys. After Jack will tell you what you're needing.
Yeah, yeah.
Dandy Dan and then B. Mitchell Reed swing. 1, 2, 6 until the dawn. Here Don Davis swing along. Good Guys.
A dime and 3 pennies after 7 with your leader BMR on the Wide, Wide, Weird World. And stand by, you could be a winner of the Musical.
All right, already. Do you believe that we are all here to salute a guy on the radio that no one could even understand? Come to think of it, Mitch and the Good Guys appeared at New York's famous Paramount Theater. And immediately thereafter, the place closed and was torn down. We sang our Good Guy songs on WMCA and the station closed. They changed the format to talk. And frankly, Mitch, you're not even well-liked back here. Jack Spector said he wouldn't go to your bash because you constantly used all his hairspray at our record house. And you've worked at so many stations out there in California, people keep asking me, where's BMR working this week? Whatever happened to you and Johnny Dark, anyway? Ah, yes, the memories of our Good Guy days at WMCA, Mitch, are happy ones. Our business was a lot more fun than it is today, really. I say sincerely, congratulations on your special day. And I'm proud that I had the pleasure of working with a guy that I consider one of the few truly crazy, creative, great DJs in radio.
Go, go. Come on and go, go, go.
with Cousin Brucey.
Oh, sorry, Mitch. That was a mistake. Listen, I apologize. I was kidding. Come on, Mitch. Don't cry. Oh, hey, buddy. Oh, the crunching. Oh, come on. I'm sorry.
There's a rumor that is going round. Understand that it's all over town. Only tell you cause we think we should. And we want it understood. We're not the Beatles.
Well, how about them beans?
Very good. Very good, Scoot. It'll need to be I'm on Wide Wide. We're taking care of business right here and right now, Scoot. And like, it's been circulating for about 2 or 3 weeks now, and we're making it official tonight. We want to get it underway without, you know, pussyfooting around or like, you know, making you blow your cool or anything like that. This is the leader's lap on the scene here at WMCA, and like, it's been 2 years and 1 month and 2 days, and like, I'm a little bit brought down about the whole schmear, and I'll tell you about it, and I'm going to miss you all, but tonight I'm playing all the sounds that I've been digging for 2 years. I'm sure you dug them too. Like this one right here. That'll be one of my favorite ones there that I dug during this time over here at WNC as the leader of the Wide Wide Wind. Will you be my leader here? On WNC, here's another one. About the Beatles, Dig. Remember from last year? Here come a name and the claimants, Bill. 9 and 10 calls from anywhere. Plaza 29945. Name it, you got it. All right, there. I lost $10 on it, Scooter. I said Villanova would take St. John. And as far as victorious go, Coach Joe Lefty was concerned. It wasn't snowing in New York City today. The sun was shining. The NIT, it was St. John's over Villanova, and I lost a 10 spot right there. They said on the BMR Wide Wide Weird World, but this is the final night. The leader going back to his old gig on the West Coast to do a flick and some TV jazz. Tell you about that more. 16 after the hour of 7, we've been having fun. Hope you've had fun, baby. 2 years, 1 month, 2 days. I'll be back. I want to straighten you out on something, man. It was like this, maybe. And so you know it's cool. The Scooter, Coyotes and Scooter Foxes. But it's, the leader had a choice, man, of re-signing here for another 2 years here at WMCA or going back to his old station, KFWB in Hollywood, from whence I came. I was there for 6 years before I came here 2 years ago. And while I was ill, as you remember, with a bad back, I was getting importuned by my old station, Come Out. And I thought about it. And at the same time, a movie gig that I thought of, forgotten about, came up again. It was a chance to do that. It was also a chance to go back in the sunshine, which I love very, very much. After living 6 years on the coast, you flip out. So when the choice came down, man, to signing for 2 here or going back to the coast for about a year or so, man, I wigged out because I was going to miss all of you. And I had to make a choice, man. Sun or another 4 seasons of snow, rain, and all that jazz. And, it was a hard decision to make, but I'll be back. I just wanted everybody to know it. And I'm leaving WMCA with much love on their part and also on mine. I'm going to miss them, and they're going to miss me. And I've even gone around looking for a new leader for you, and I'll tell you about that later, too, man. Yeah! Okay? Cool.
Hey! Come on and
it's Chuck Jackson. One by Philip Levine. Very good avenue in the Monroe, in the Bronx. She goes to Monroe High. And Sylvia Shipman of Park Avenue in Oceanside, Long Island. I believe it'll be between the Wide Wide Weird World. Listen, Scooters. Not only is it a little, I want to prove to you, man, so you don't got cool. There was an article in some magazine. Well, get your bird upside. It said the leader was leaving for more bread. It ain't so, man. As a matter of fact, you want to put I'll give it to you truthfully, man. I'm leaving for less bread. It's actually less hours, but it was over a TV flick and that whole schmear. But actually, we're going back to the old station. But to prove to you, man, how cool things are, I'm willing my zap horn to my good guy. And you'll be hearing on Jack and Jake's, Jake's show and Danny's show and Harry's show and Joe's show and of course and the new cat. I'll say his name a little bit later on there. He's a real swinger and I think you'll flip over him. I'll even give that cat this if you want to use it.
2 in a row on the BMR show.
Oh baby, that's what I like.
The lead is playing his favorites tonight, like this one by Stanley Getz.
A short time on New York radio, but he left a big impression. We remember B. Mitchell Reed on CBS FM 101.
Get all the traffic information as you head to work each morning with Harry Harrison and the CBS FM Traffic Watch, sponsored in part by Food Emporium.
The beef industry would like you to know that your mother was not crazy. She made a lot of good things with beef for a lot of good reasons, like vitamin B12 and iron and zinc. And then there's protein, but you know that. What you don't know is that beef averages under 200 calories in a lean, trim, 3-ounce serving. Scientists call this nutrient density. Your mother just called it dinner. So make yourself a sirloin or a little tip roast and make your mother happy.
Beef. Real food for real people. Sponsored by the Beef Industry Council and Beef Board.
The Swiss have a name for beautiful summer skin. Pizza.
comes Pete's Buin, the sun protectants rich with Swiss moisturizers to shelter skin from the sun's burning rays and its drying heat. So your skin's beautifully soft as well as protected. Pete's Buin, for women who love the sun and worship their skin.
In America, available at exclusive drug and food stores.
The Rock Reunion, CBS FM.
Hi, everybody. This is Alan Freed. Back in 1951 in Cleveland, we coined a phrase that became the biggest pop musical era in the world. The words rock and roll.
To the radio, the sounds of yesterday are what I know. From Cleveland, Alan Freed came along one day. He brought a stack of wax that paved the way. Tented Winds had Lacey and Murray the K. Mad Daddy following the swing and soiree. Peter Tripp with the curly hair in the third row. Frankie Crocker, Dr. Jive, and Jocko had all the soul. Paul Sherman was the crown prince way back when. Al Jackson, Rocky G, play that Motown again. With Jake, Dandy Dan, and BMR. Oh, how we love that radio blasting in our car. J.O.B., Gary Stevens, and Dean Anthony. We wore our good guy sweatshirts for everyone to see. On ABC, Scott so made his name. After all those years with Ingram, we'll never be the same. H.O.A., Bobaloo, Bob Dayton, Charlie Greer. Playing top 40 music for everyone to hear. Harry still spins along with Ron Lundy. Cousin Brucey will always be part of my family tree. Sounds of today are part of what I know. There's 30 years of oldies on CBS FM. So good to hear those records on the airwaves again. Mr. Music looks back and the years don't stop. Donkey Reed spins the platters in the doo-wop shop. Don Bob's behind the hits and Max is all night. Bobby J is the man and Bill Brown does it right. My radio's on and my mind's running loose. The professor sounds so good and there's always Cousin Bruce. Go, 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 go. Of the radio, INS, MCA, ABC, where did you go? MGM, KTU, WWRL, you'll remember the songs that you played so well. Alan Freed was the king way back when. Murray the K, B. Mitchell Reed, I wanna hear you again.
This is Murray the K, Sacking the T, and it's the same beat. I'm delighted to bring you out of my CBS FM.
It's rocket ship time, and those on our board must be out of their mind. The rocketeers are lined up side by side, ready to take the most exciting ride from the Earth to the Moon. We've got a rocket ship commander, Jocko, minus four, three, two.
2, 1, lift off with the captain at 0. And way up here in the stratosphere, got to holler mighty loud and clear. E-tilly-ark, ho, this is Doc, and I'm back on the scene with the record machine saying, goop-bop, day, we're on our way.
Papa Dimes, those were the Valentines doing it up for to that time, kicking off the Big Bad Rocket Ship Show with a bad motorcycle called Woo Woo Train. How about that? And to the greatest people in the world who have jammed the big rocket on that bad motorcycle, WCVS, I'd like to say greetings, salutations, ooh, Papa do, and how do you do?
You hurt me over and over again.
Richard Blodgett, listening to the Rocket Ship Show with your engineer, Jock Cold. You heard the moon glows doing it up for that time. It's one called Over and Over. Incidentally, the CBS Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion weekend is sponsored by KLM Airlines and Thompson Foods.
On 101 CBS FM.
This is your ace from outer space. Not the duplicator, not the imitator, not the impersonator, but the originator.
My symbol of love. Can be there she stands, once belonging to me. Oh, what did I do?
Just another Budenheit put down right on the rocket ship flight, that's all. You heard the Clefs do it up for it at a time. The G Clefs, ooh, Papa Defs. One called Symbol of Love. How about that? And of course, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend on that bad motorcycle, WCBS FM. You got that? And stand right beside me is my old friend. I mean, my very, very, very good friend. I go back a long ways with him when he was in his baby carriage down there. This is Bobby J. Ooh, Papa. Hey, hi, Bobby J.
Oh, Jocko, how you doing? Yes. I'm so glad. I didn't get you on the air at WWRL. We had planned to do... We did an interview. You were going to come up and sit in with me when I was doing my old doo-wop corner show.
No question.
And we were going to spend about 2, 3, 4 hours or whatever.
Right.
But this is the next. This is even better than that, to have you here at CBS FM on the Radio Greats Weekend, because you are one of the greats. I want to tell you, before we even get going, you've got some phone calls to acknowledge there.
But
I've got to say to everybody out there, this is the original rapper. This is the guy. Rap music is very much a part of the musical idiom today, but you have to go back to Jocko here in New York. And all you kids that are listening, this is the man that started it. This is the man that had so many things. You talk about a stage presentation and light show. I remember that rocket ship coming down in the Apollo Theater and you in that spacesuit.
Well, you weren't there when it toppled over.
I heard about that,
though. Yes, well, it toppled over, man, one time and threw me out on that stage, you know. And hey... Anyway, thank goodness I wasn't hurt, but I enjoyed it all, Bobby. There's no question about that. And, of course, I'm enjoying the rock and rolled Radio Greats weekend.
We got a number, Jocko, for any of your fans to call in.
Okay,
and give you a message. The number is right up there, 1-800-367-1101.
Yeah, give me a call by all means, okay?
1-800-367-1101.
And there's nothing I'd rather do than talk to you. And I'm happy to say...
How about some of the calls you got already?
Yeah, let me say this first.
Okay.
Because we got to rhyme this up, you know.
I know
if
that.
If it goes by a certain time, we can't rhyme it up, you know. And over that bad motorcycle WCBS, I'm happy to say it's still the hottest show on the radio with your engineer, Jocko, back on scene with the record machine. Correct time now, 8:19.
La 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 la